Hey, I'm Erica, a plus-size Jill of all trades in Atlanta, and you're listening to Brown Sugar Diaries, my voice diary, where I discuss the happenings in my life, the things I'm learning and unlearning, my journey through self-discovery and growth, and everything else I should probably write down, but it really feels better to talk this shit out. Thanks for tuning in. A quick note before we start. In case the title doesn't give it away, this is a personal voice diary, which means this podcast will contain explicit language. I feel free to express myself on this platform and in this vein. You've been advised. Brown Sugar Diaries starts now. Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Brown Sugar Diaries. How are y'all? How y'all doing? I know we missed last week. The episode didn't upload, actually. I was not aware of it until I logged back into the app today. So apologies about that, but I will re-upload that episode when I am back stateside. But let me go in with this episode. Let me begin by, you know, not checking sooner, but I apologize for not checking sooner, and also for this loud ass industrial ass fan that's in the background. It's actually on its lowest setting, and it's just loud and country, but we gonna rock, right? But how y'all been? How was your week? What are your weekend plans? I hope you had a good week, and I hope your plans are something that will fill your soul and set your soul on fire. But whatever you do, do it well and do it with love, right? So let me kind of dive into the preface of this episode. I was listening to Beyonce's album. I didn't listen to it immediately. I actually listened to it this morning, and I actually was paying more attention to people's commentary, their opinions and thoughts and think pieces. Why do people write think pieces when she does stuff? It's so weird to me. But I was paying attention more to like the think pieces and, you know, commentary and thoughts and opinions of other people, you know, regarding the album and how she dropped it and the caliber of music it is and the type of music that it is. And I was like, I wonder why people are, you know, reacting the way that they're reacting right now, because as it stands and as it has been for years, people love Beyonce. Like, they spend their last to go to her concerts. They go all out, like they're part of the Beehive. They defend her, you know, her honor, for the sake of argument, you know, when conversing with others. And it's just kind of weird to me why people, even some people, the people I know who are, you know, self-proclaimed her biggest fans or stans or whatever, why they're reacting this way to this album. And once I finally listened to it, and it's really not bad. I think I was doing stuff. I was like packing, or, you know, moving. Like, I wasn't sitting still. That's what I mean by I was doing stuff. Like, I wasn't, you know, just sitting still and taking it in like I normally would an album. But also, let me start this by saying I am not a member of the Beehive. Nor am I a member of the Rihanna Navy. Love them both as artists. They both have songs that I like from about just about every album. But I can't tell you that I fully enjoy like an entire body of work from either of them. They just have songs that I like. So I'm not necessarily that invested in anything that they do. But back to Beyonce. So I was listening to the album, and it started off, I was like, oh, this is different from her normal. Not disappointed, not frustrated, not irritated like a lot of people and a lot of her beehive seemed to be. I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't irritated with it. I wasn't frustrated. I was like, oh, this is just, you know, where she is. It sounds like house music. It sounds like, it sounds like, I don't know. I just get house music from it. Like, it's just house music. But as I listened deeper, and kind of dissected what few of the lyrics I could really catch, she's done a lot of, rhythmic. That sounds really white saying that. A lot of stuff she says really, really fast, but also I have to keep in mind too, I wasn't like laser focused on the lyrics. But what I did catch, it sounds like she's just in a different season. And I learned from an artist friend, like he's a pretty well known gospel artist, that artists, regardless of genre, they make music according to the season that they're in. So when people like, love, or dislike, or hate, you know, the music, is less about the artist and more about how you're receiving what it is they're putting, what it is they've put out, what it is they've presented to the world. And so I was listening to it, listening to the album, I was like, oh, this is her grown woman, you know, season. Like, this is just where she is in life. Like, she's a mom of three, and, you know, she been under wraps, she been under the radar since, you know, the start of the pandemic, and which I think is highly responsible of her, considering she knows the type of crowd that she would draw, and she has not done like a concert or anything. I feel like that's very responsible of her. But nonetheless, I feel like she's just in a new season where she can talk. She can really talk her shit, and ain't nobody gonna, you know, say nothing to her or about it. Because I feel like, and not to say that she's ever been censored, but I feel like previous albums, she was working through getting to this point. She was traversing and navigating, you know, to this point, to this place, this space, this season. And I just feel like this is just where she is. This is the season she's in right now. This is the season she's in. She's grown. Like, where she can talk her shit. She's a mama. She grown. And I don't even know why motherhood is like the hallmark of, you know, adulthood and really realizing that you've grown for real. But she's just in that stage. That's just where she is right now. Now, getting to the crux of the episode, taking it from just that little idea or lesson or epiphany, I realized that people who are not celebrities, people in general, we move according to the season that we're in, and that's what we present. We present bodies of work. We represent, just represent and represent ourselves and in a different way when we enter a different season in life. So sometimes, you know, your peers or your friends or your colleagues or your whomever, just the people around you, may say that you're moving different, or you acting funny, or you've changed. And it's like, no, the me that I'm presenting is just in a different season. And so it may taste different or feel different or sound different to the people around you, but this is just the season that I'm in. And I realized too, just like how we consume music, like we consume the music and we support the music and love the music that fits or supports where we are in life. Like, everybody loved the Lemonade album, and that's because in some form or fashion, somebody could relate to being cheated on or having daddy issues or, you know, whatever. That's something that people can relate to. But she and her man have mended their relationship. They probably in a better place. Nobody knows because she's selective about what she shares, and that's her right to be. But nonetheless, where she is in life is reflective of, well, the music, I think, is reflective of where she is in life, the station she's in life, the mental space that she's in. It sounds like a real no-nonsense, I'ma do what I want to do, I'ma say what I'ma say type of vibe. Look, that's the vibe that I get from the album. But just in general, I recognize that we as people, we do the same thing. We show up differently at work. We show up differently at church. We show up differently in relationships because we're in a different season in life. And I think the truly sad and disheartening part about it all is that those who don't easily navigate through those ebbs and flows of life with you, they take it as you're different in a bad way. Like, there's a negative connotation to you different, as opposed to saying, like, yeah, you're growing, you're different. And I sympathize. Not quite empathize, but I sympathize with artists, because typically some of the best albums are some of the times when you're going through some of the most pivotal things, some of the most disheartening things in life, like Beyonce getting cheated on, some of them heartbreak breakup albums, like Adele. Everybody was plotting on the fact that Jay was gonna get a bomb album when she went through her divorce, and you know, she lost weight, and it's like, oh, this album about to be bomb. So people tend to depend on the pain, and even taking it from, like, you know, R&B pop genre and going to gospel, I'm personally, I haven't liked an album from Travis Green since The Hill. But also listening to that in comparison to his other albums, The Hill was when he was deepest in the dark. A lot of the stuff that he sang about and talked about on The Hill was testimony of his son being alive after, you know, the doctors declared that you know, he wouldn't live. Them saying that his wife lost the baby and they could just stop trying because it wasn't going to happen again, or they're welcome to try again. Him being dropped from the fourth floor or however many floors, to a near-death situation, but he's still living. Like, that testament that God does, it that's, to me, like, my favorite album of his. And I haven't liked anything since, and it's like, dang, it's kind of fucked up that my favorite album is the album where he presented when he was in the most pain. And so his albums since then, though, are representative of the peace that surpasses all understanding, the glory that comes after the tragedy, or after you're, you know, you heal from the tragedy. I don't like none of them albums, to be honest with you. I'm totally honest with you. And it's so sad that we appreciate people, I think, musically when they're in the most pain, but once they're well, you know, it's like, I don't like this from you. So I don't think necessarily that previously that Beyonce was in pain, but now it's just like, y'all like, what is this? People are like, what is this? We don't like this music. But back to us, everybody around you isn't gonna be, you know, comfortable with the season, with who you're representing, who you're presenting in your new season. Unfortunately, that's unfortunate. Everybody doesn't get on board so easily, and I think the big issue is that a lot of times people make it about them. They make your new season about them. They make your new representation or, you know, presentation of yourself. So if you're encountering new people, they make it about them. And it's like, just with new seasons, you have to adjust. And for those who know you, that adjustment comes, it looks a little different. While you're settling into the new season or settling into the new you, they're feeling some type of way because they're comfortable with old you. They're comfortable with who you used to be. That they're comfortable with the label that they placed on you, the box that they had you in. So the new you is like, who is this bitch? Who is this dude? And it's wild. It's wild. It's not fun. But then the new people, I mean, the only you that they know is who you present to them in this new season. I think it's an inevitable pivot and paradigm shift and life altering occurrence that just has to happen sometimes. If you stay the same, regardless of achievement, regardless of where you desire to be at a certain point in life, whether you've reached that point or not, you can't stay the same. In order to actually reach the goal, you have to do some different stuff than you've already been doing to actually get there. But I think it's just fucked up, actually, that that people don't always accept you when you're growing and when you're changing and when your seasons are changing. When things in your life are changing and you're changing with it, people don't always accept it. And that's genuinely, truly fucked up. I think that was the epiphany I had when listening to the album, is that we present things according to the season that we're in and people aren't always receptive. But do we stop adjusting? Do we stop showing up because people don't accept it? Or do we go full steam ahead and keep living our lives and keep adjusting and keep growing and keep maturing and keep elevating to new seasons and new heights and new things, new views? Do we stop or do we keep going? That's up to you. Personally, I'm gonna keep going, because if you hear, you hear. Alright, but I just wanted to share that with y'all. I really just wanted to share that with y'all because that hit me when I was listening to the album. And what do y'all think? Email me, DM me. I would love to know. I would love to know. Well, let's get into this spoonful of sugar. The Spoonful of Sugar segment is inspired by the Mary Poppins phrase, "A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down." In this segment, I give an inspirational quote or piece of encouragement, because sometimes we just need a little pick-me-up, or in this case, a spoonful of sugar to make a tough, unpleasant situation or hard pill to swallow just a little bit sweeter. Dear sugar, everybody's not going with you where you're supposed to go. Everybody's not going to accept the new season or like the new season that you're in, but it doesn't mean that you stop growing and stop glowing and stop maturing. That's what's supposed to happen. Nobody stays the same. Your circle doesn't stay the same. Everything changes. Everything around us changes. The only thing that's constant is change. Everything is shifting and shaking and moving and growing and glowing. It's up to you to move with it. All right? Keep your head up. It's okay. Y'all play nice here. Bye.
Yo, Michelle, are you following me on social media? I don't believe you are. You need to fix that. Go on Instagram and follow me at Brown Sugar Diaries. Go on Twitter at BRWN Sugar Diaries. Go on Facebook, Brown Sugar Diaries Podcast. You can even send me an email, boo, brownsugardiariespodcast@gmail.com. And go on the website, brownsugardiaries.com, and read my diary. Okay? There's a lot of good tea in there. But anyway, make sure you rate, review, like, share, and subscribe. Share with your mama, them, your cousin, them, your baby daddy, them. And make sure we get this thing popping. Okay? Okay. Y'all play nice now.
For more shows like this one, visit rockcandyrecordings.com.